you know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show with Ernestine Wade, Lou Lubin, Johnny Lee, John Brown, Will Wright, Leo Cleary, Jeff Alexander's music, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Amos. But when I change my voice from Amos to my own natural voice, my name is Freeman Gosden. My partner, Charlie Carell, and I want to thank you for the many wonderful letters you've sent us, telling us how you've gotten acquainted with your Rexall family druggist in your town or neighborhood. We are very grateful that you've done this, and we hope that you'll continue to do your shopping in a Rexall drugstore. And the reason we feel that way is because we know that you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Everything is peaceful in the home of George Kingfish Stevens. His mother-in-law and brother-in-law have moved out, and it looks like a nice, quiet spring. He's just settled back in his easy chair, and his wife, Sapphire, has just entered, wearing a printed blouse and a wide, sweeping peasant skirt, and twirls around the living room.
Holy mackerel, what was that?
I was singing, George.
Oh, I thought the cat fell into the Bendix again.
Don't you knock my singing, you nincompoop. Well, ain't you going to say nothing about my new dress?
Yeah, I've been looking at it, but I've been trying to think of something to say that won't jeopardize my front teeth.
George, this happens to be a peasant dress, the kind the gypsies wore.
Well, if the gypsies wore them things, no wonder they had to keep moving. What you all dressed up like that for anyway?
George, this Saturday is the day of the annual picnic for the lodge members and the women's auxiliary.
Oh, the Tomian Festival has come around again. Yeah, what a clam bake that was last year.
Oh, it wasn't so bad, George. We had a lot of fun playing games.
Yeah, I remember young Widow Jackson won the 100-yard dash. I never seen a gal run that fast in my life. You know, it wasn't until later that we found out that Andy was chasing her. I didn't know. I thought after last year they'd call off future hostilities with that thing.
Oh, of course not, George. It's all set for this Saturday.
This Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where's we gonna get the money?
Why, from the Lodge Hall picnic fund.
Picnic fund?
Why, yes, George. Last January, the members collected $380. You took it down and put it in the bank.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I did put it in there, didn't I? Yeah.
The members are really looking forward to it. And it's wonderful knowing we got that $380 down there in the bank. Why, George, just think what it would be like if we didn't have the money there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Come on into office, Brother Ender.
Good morning, Kingfish. I've been out shopping. Getting all set for the picnic on Saturday.
Yeah. What you got there in the box under your arm?
Got a pair of track shoes. I'm getting a flying start on that Widow Jackson this year.
Well, listen, Ender, about the picnic, there's something that
I
think...
Oh, boy. You know, I'm really looking forward to that picnic. The baseball game, the gals, the bathing beach... Oh, I tell you, Kingfish, between swimming, sliding, and smooching, I'm going to have a busy day, believe me. I suppose you got everything all laid out for the picnic.
Well, it all depends on what you mean by laid out. If you was using it in the funeral sense, I think you hit it on the head.
What is you talking about, Kingfish? I don't like the look on your physiognomy.
Sit down, my lifelong friend... My understanding old pal, dear friend who realizes that in every man, along with the noble and good and the pure, there's also a generous helping of dirty dog, you know.
Kingfish, You done spent that picnic money.
No, I ain't. Now, wait a minute now. Last January, I done hid the money in a good, safe place.
Oh, well, that's different. Ha, ha, ha. Just get it out.
Yeah, but ha, ha, ha. I don't remember where I hid it, don't you?
Now, listen, Kingfish. I, as in Clint, kind of believe you, but on the basis of your past record, I don't think the brothers will. Now, what in the world are you going to do? They're going to fracture you, Kingfish.
Well, I was thinking of using the money from the insurance fund for the picnic fund, but I done already used the money from the insurance fund to replace the money in the welfare fund and that I used to make up the deficit in the health fund, you see.
Well, why don't you fall back on the sinking fund?
Well, I've been drawing on that, and when it comes to falling back on 36 cents, that don't give you much of a cushion, you know.
Yeah, you know the thing this lodge needs is less funds and more money. Kingfish, you ought to be able to remember where you put that $380. After all, it was only 6 months ago.
Now, look, I was a married man, and after you've been hit on the head as many times as I has, you have trouble remembering what you had for breakfast, boy.
Well, listen, Kingfish, I'm going to tell you something. You was in big trouble, because them brothers ain't going to stand still for this losing the money story.
And you don't think they're going to resort to violence, though, do you?
Well, I don't know. They kind of got it in for you. Special after that little incident over the burial fund last year. After all, lowering Brother Simpson into the ground in that moth-proof bag didn't set too well with some of them.
Holy mackerel, and what you think they'll do?
Well, I'll tell you, to put it blunt, Kingfish, unless you come up with that money by Saturday, you're going to be just as moth-proof as Brother Simpson.
Thirty in the morning. I come out on the couch here to get some sleep. I can't do it. Them brothers will kill me. Oh, where did I hide that money? Where did I hide it?
George.
Who that?
Me, George. Your conscience.
Oh, for a minute there, I think it was Brother Simpson coming back to complain about the moth-proof bag. What do you want, Conscience?
George, I know where you hid that money.
Oh, well, fine. Tell me where it is. Nothing like having a conscience that's got a nose for money.
No, George, I'm not telling you.
What do you mean you ain't telling me? What, is you a wise guy? I'll report you to the Conscience Union, you know why.
George, as your conscience, I know of all the bad experiences you've had in handling other people's money in the past. If I were to tell you where this money is, the same thing will happen all over again.
Oh, no. Now, look, Conscience, just look. If you just tell me where that money is, I promise you that I'll do the right thing this time. I won't try to jip or chisel with it or nothing. I'll give you my word as a gentleman.
What?
Well, I'll give you my word.
George, you know that loose board under your desk?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's where I put the $380 in that coffee can under the loose board. Oh, thank you, Conscience. You sweet darling boy, I'll never forget you for this.
All right, George, and do the right thing. Remember, you promised.
Well, let me get a pencil here and figure out how I can put on a $380 picnic for around $50. Kingfish, you is in the driver's seat now, boy.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist with a welcome from the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company, like Rexall Plenamins, for example. Plenamins are the easy-to-take capsules that give you 10 different vitamins, including vitamin B12, plus the nutritional extras of liver concentrate and iron. Get more complete vitamin protection with Plenamins, Plenamins, Plenamins. You'll find them at Rexall drug stores everywhere.
Oh, come on in the office, Ann, and lock the door there.
Yeah, okay, Kingfish. Say, you say you think there's a way we can swing this picnic and end up with an abnormal profit for ourselves, huh?
Yes, Henry, you get a piece of paper out there now, and we'll write down the fixed expenses, and we'll start shaving them from there.
Yeah, okay, I got it. I'm all set.
Yeah, we got to net something out of this now. Yeah. Now, the committee is set on going to Oceanside Park again this year.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a rental fee for the use of the park and the facilities of $150.
Yeah, use of park, $150.
Now, there's something that we can't dibble-dabble with, you see.
Yeah.
Now, come the food and the refreshments. Here, where we chiseled you.
Yes. That sounds like dibbling stuff, all right.
Yeah. Now, last year, we spent $75 for hot dogs. Mm. But I figure this year that we can cut that down to the bone. Now, you see, Andy, I'll put you behind the hot dog counter.
Yeah.
Now, when you serve a brother a hot dog, as you reaches for the mustard stick with your right hand, you palms the hot dog out of the roll with your left hand.
Yeah, but your brother's going to know if he's eating a hot dog or not, ain't he?
No, no, Andy. Now, that's where the mustard comes in. Yeah. You see, we loads it with horseradish, and between the mustard and the horseradish, his gums is going to be so numb, he ain't going to know what done happened.
Oh, yeah. In other words, we're going to be able to serve 200 people with one hot dog.
Yeah, well, we better take two in case the first one gets tattered or something like that. Now, the next thing it comes to is the sauerkraut.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't going to palm none of that. I'll tell you that much.
No, you don't have to palm no sauerkraut. We're going to follow the same principle we've done with the mustard. We're going to load the stuff in our favor, you see. Mm. In other words, we're going to have more sour than we does kraut. That's what that was.
Yeah, well, that takes care of that, all right. Now, what about the lemonade?
Now, listen, Andy, by the time they get through fighting the mustard and the sauerkraut, they ain't going to be in no shape to drink no lemonade.
Yeah, you know the way this thing is going here, we could turn a nice, tidy profit on the side there with a bicarbonate concession. Now, about the only sizable food item we got left here is the cost of the rolls.
And I got that covered, too. I know where we'll buy some week-old rolls at 2 cents a dozen, and we'll soak them in water the night before, you see.
Yeah, and we could throw in a quarter of a pound of hamburger in the water, give them that meaty flavor.
Oh, I've been figuring here, from a total food last year of $102, we has managed to cut it down to $18.60.
Yeah.
And most of that is for horseradish, you see that?
Yeah, but we still got this item here of $150 rental for the use of Oceanside Park.
Yeah, we ain't gonna make no real profit unless we can siphon some of that off, is we?
No. And that's the rock-bottom rate, because we've been going out there for the past 3 years.
Yeah, if there was just some way that we could, Well, Shorty the Barber, what you doing over here?
Yes, I come over to... I wanted to tell you that... I just wanted you to know... I'm here to let you know that I can't stay long, neither.
Listen here now, you is interrupting us here. We figuring out the festivities for the picnic Saturday.
Oh, the picnic, huh? See, I'm looking forward to that. We going to Oceanside Park again this year?
Yeah, we thinking about it, but there's that rental of $150 we got to pay.
They got their nerve charging that much, you know. Think of the free picnic grounds around that you can have picnics on.
Yeah, well, I don't think, though. I don't think, free picnic ground. Andy, is you thinking what I'm thinking here?
Yeah, Kingfish, and I think this is better than the sauerkraut, too.
What's up, fellas?
Shorty, you done give us an idea, but you don't know that you done give us an idea.
I'm always doing things like that. Well, I gotta get running along.
Now, wait a minute. Is you going to the picnic this year, Shorty?
Well, I don't know. You see, I had quite an experience on the picnic last year. I took my fiancée and my best friend, and after we were there for a while, my friend said to me, "Shorty, why don't you get us all some hot dogs?" So I left and went for the hot dogs, and you know something? When I come back with the three hot dogs in my hand, there was my best friend kissing and smooching with my fiancée.
Holy mackerel, what a situation.
Yeah, boy, was I mad. I decided right then and there to teach them a lesson once and for all.
Yeah, what did you do, Shorty? What did you do?
What did I do? I took my fist and I hauled off and I slapped. I grabbed that fella by the collar and I slapped. I punched, I hit, I ate all three hot dogs.
Well,
Hello, is your dad? This is the Kingfish.
Yeah, Kingfish. What's up?
Listen, Andy, I done found a great free picnic ground that we can use. It's got a brook, a lake, and everything. It's called Sleepy Valley. And it's up to Hudson around West Point.
Sleepy Valley?
Yeah, Sleepy Valley. Yeah, a fella at the pool hall told me about it. Andy, this will make a total of $250. We'll make profit.
Yeah. You know, we ought to hold this annual picnic 6 or 7 times a year.
Oh, boy. This is great. And nobody knows what's going on.
I do, George.
Now, wait a minute, Conscience. Don't start butting in now. You ain't getting no cut out of this. This is my deal. Go get your own racket if you want something.
George, you promised you'd do right with this money. You promised. You can't go back on your word. I tell you, you can't.
Oh, shut up. Out of all the consciences in the world, I got to get one that thinks he's Spencer Tracy.
George, if you don't hold that picnic at Oceanside Park, you're going to regret it.
Now, listen, the picnic goes on at Sleepy Valley. And if you start bothering me on that picnic, I'm going to eat some of that sauerkraut and make you sick as a dog. Huh. How do you like that conscience bothering me? The picnic goes on at Sleepy Valley and my troubles is over.
You sent for me, Colonel Morgan?
Yes, Captain. With the defense program stepping up activities here at West Point, we decided to open up that new small arms and mortar range.
Very well, sir.
Yes, starting Saturday morning, all small arms and mortar practice will be confined to our new range, Sleepy Valley.
Yes, sir. I plan on having my platoon fire for record at 11:30 Saturday morning.
And now here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Whenever you need to buy aspirin, remember there's no faster-acting aspirin made than Rexall aspirin.
Oh, but exactly what do you mean by fast-acting?
I mean how quickly the aspirin in the tablet is liberated, so to speak, so it's free to do its job. You see, it's bound with an ingredient that will quickly disintegrate and break up the tablet.
Oh, and then the aspirin can go to work.
Exactly. That's why Rexall scientists developed a binding ingredient so low in moisture content, it begins to break up the very second it touches water. This means that when swallowed with water, the 5 full grains of pure aspirin in every Rexall tablet are ready to go to work for you even before they reach your stomach.
Well, no wonder you say there's no faster-acting aspirin made.
And no wonder 10,000 family druggists tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Great picnic, ain't it, Brother Andy?
Oh, yeah. Going fine, Kingfish. This Sleepy Valley is the best place we done ever had.
Yeah.
Funny, though, when we come in here, we had to crawl under that barbed wire.
Yeah. With all them keep outs, son, it make it more private, you see.
Yeah.
How you coming with the hot dog concession here, Andy?
Well, I served 18 people already, and I ain't used the second hot dog yet.
Yeah, well, see, just looking at that dog there on the grill, look like a tore in 1 or 2 spots there.
Yeah, well, that happened with Mrs. Van Porter. She got them protruding teeth, and I didn't palm the dog fast enough. By the time I got it back on the grill, I had to pry her pivot tooth out of it.
Well, listen, Andy, I broke down the last minute and brought 3 dozen hot dogs more.
Oh.
We got about 200 people here. You better start slipping a hot dog in every third one.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Andy, it's around 11 o'clock, going to wander around and see how everybody doing. I'll see you later then, boy. Well. The baseball game going nice and everybody happy.
Yeah, Kingfish, I want to have some words with you.
Oh, Calhoun, what's the trouble, boy?
Well, I want to raise the complaints about the conduct of this here picnic.
No.
On behalf of a committee of the brothers, I wants to... By the way, Kingfish, is you got any iodine?
Iodine? What you want with iodine?
Well, when we crawled through the barbed wire coming in here, where I was high, the wire was low.
Well, now, wait a minute, Calhoun. What complaints has you got on behalf of the brothers you started?
I got them all written up here in legal fashion. One, hot dogs. It is alleged that instead of hot dogs, mustard and horseradish is being served. And it is my contention that said mustard is a violation of the Pure Food and Drug Act. And the aforementioned horseradish is against the best interest of the brothers' gallbladder.
Well, that's all been took care of, Calhoun. We're putting hot dogs in the hot dogs now.
Two, lemonade. This alleged beverage is being, after being analyzed, was not only found to be lemonless, but it contains several foreign objects, to wit, four bobby pins, a tea strainer, a golf ball, and an unidentified toupee. I tell you, Kingfish, some of the brothers had an awful time drinking that stuff.
Well, there's little things like that that make a picnic, Calhoun.
Yeah, item number three. It is further alleged by several of the brothers...
Hey, Kingfish, come here.
...that this picnic is okay, not being run.
I want to show you something
place.
Over here. Come here.
And furthermore, it is being held and the whole affair is mishandled and misrepresented in a shameful fashion. And, Kingfish, it is further maintained that you... Oh, that's funny. Is I've been talking to this tree all this time.
And what are you dragging me away from the picnic way over here for?
Kingfish, I done stumbled across something on the other side of this hill here that made my blood turn cold. I want you to get a look at it and see if it puts any frost on your arteries.
Well,
here we is, Kingfish. Look at that sign.
R-A-N-G-E. Range number 4. And what'd you bring me over here for this for? This sign just means that this is a cattle range here.
Yeah, but look at the word in front of range. I has heard of Aberdeen Angus and the Guernsey and the Hereford, but I ain't never heard of no cow's name Howitzer before.
Howitzer. Yeah, well, that's probably one of them little known breeds of cows like Rhode Island Reds, you know what I
mean? Listen, Kingfish, I don't like the looks of this thing. Read that whole sign there. 75 mm howitzer range.
Well, that means that there are 75 howitzer cows on the range. That's all it is to them.
Yeah, but what do the mm mean?
Well, that's probably a cattle term, Andy. It means some is moors and some is milkers. That's it. I don't know why you dragged me away from the picnic for a crazy thing like this.
Well, listen, Kingfish, forgetting the milkers and the moors and the Horowitz cows, explain something else to me here. Explain to me what them four great big signs on top of the hill there is.
Where?
Right up there.
Oh, you mean those with the white background and the big red circles inside each other?
Yeah.
There's billboards. Yeah, probably an ad for Lifesavers, Andy. You know, the cherry kind. Yeah. That's funny. The sun is out bright as everything, and I could have swore I heard thunder.
That thunder show got a mean whip to it.
And I was just looking at the billboards. One of them is gone.
Kingfish, I got a sneaking suspicion them cattle is carrying guns.
Yeah, now the thing to do is let's be calm, Andy. That's
George! George, something terrible is happening back in the picnic grounds. Somebody is shooting at us. George, what kind of place is this you brung us to?
Well, now listen, Sapphire, this ain't no time to ask questions. Round up everybody and let's go back to the buses.
Oh, George, this is terrible. Let's get out of here.
Wait for me now. Wait, if this is hunting season, I don't want to end up on nobody's living room wall.
Now, wait a minute. Hey, now listen, fellas, quiet down, please, won't you? Everybody is all right. Now, listen, the Kingfish has done went to speak to the man from the army.
Well, we wants to get hold of him. He done jipped us.
Yeah, we'll fix that chisel up.
Well, now, look, let's all get back to the buses, and we can settle this thing when we gets back to New York. I know you're mad at the Kingfish, but
Say, wait a minute. Here he comes now. Here's the kingfish.
Oh, wait a minute now, boys. Now, calm down, boys. Calm down, everybody. This is one of them unfortunate mistakes. But I was happy to tell you, loving brothers, that I was going to refund everybody their money they paid in. Even though I is losing money, everybody gets every nickel back.
Well, that's different.
All right, now everybody back to the buses. Everybody going to get every nickel back now, boy. Oh, me. What a day this has been. Oh,
George.
Oh, conscience.
Well, George, you got in a lot of trouble, but I must say you redeemed yourself wonderful, giving everybody back their money.
Well, Conscience, I realized my mistake, and it was the only thing I could do. I lost money on the deal, but it was the only thing I could do for my dear friend.
Yes, George. Don't you feel much happier this way?
Yes, Conscience, I ain't never been happier in my whole life.
Why, Captain Morgan, this is terrible. You mean to say there were people on our target range and we were firing into them?
Yes, Colonel, it was a terrible shock to me when this fellow Stevens ran up to me and told me. We ceased firing immediately.
Well, thank heavens no one was hurt. Was there any loss of life?
Well, no human life, but this fellow Stevens is an old farmer. He told me our mortar shells killed 12 of his prize cattle, and the Army has settled this case on the spot for $700 cash.
Again, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
If you're looking for a way to save money on drugstore needs, buy MI-31, Rexall's triple action mouthwash, gargle, and breath deodorant. MI-31 is tangy, amber-colored, refreshing. And when used full strength, kills contacted germs in seconds. What's more, Rexall gives you a full pint of this all-purpose antiseptic at the same price as other leading brands of smaller quantity. Ask for MI-31 at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to visit your friendly Rexall drugstore. Good night.
See you next Sunday.
Attention, men. All this month, Rexall druggists everywhere are offering the regular 50-cent jumbo-sized tube of Stag brushless shave cream for only 25 cents. Yes, exactly half price. Don't miss this money-saving chance to get acquainted with Stag brushless shave cream. Remember, all this month, at Rexall drugstores everywhere, the regular 50-cent jumbo-sized tube of Stag brushless shave cream for only 25 cents. Exactly half price. The Amos and Andy Show is written by Joe Connolly, Bob Mosier, and Bob Ross. This is Ken Niles speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.